You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
International Tribunal on Climate Change begins in Colombia. The first hearing of the International Tribunal on Climate Change will take place this week in Cochabamba, Bolivia, before the 7th Summit of the Countries of the Bolivarian Alternative for Latin America and the Caribbean, or ALBA. The initiative will morally condemn those responsible for climate crimes, and its findings will be submitted to the United Nations. Local groups will participate in this first hearing, such as the Trade Union Confederation of Peasant Workers, the National Confederation of Indigenous and Peasant Women, the Bolivian Platform Against Climate Change, and Fundación Solon. The Bolivian President Evo Morales will also attend the hearing. He proposed before the UN in September to create a tribunal like this as a space of permanent investigation into governments and companies accused of environmental crimes. There will also be regional agencies participating in the hearing. Also, some national organizations like the Confederation of Peoples of Quechua Nationalities of Ecuador will participate. Other groups that participate in the call are Friends of the Earth International, Oil Watch South America, Ecologistas en Acción, the Brazilian Network of Integration of the Peoples, Jubilee South, the Continental Social Alliance, and Our World is Not for Sale. The tribunal will identify and punish the real responsible for the crimes against Mother Earth and the people living in it. It will also enable to report the lack of international agreements that actually punish the responsible for destroying the planet. The organizations seek to build a binding system that punishes the environmental crimes and the big human tragedies caused by the financial and mean interests. This week, Real World Radio will be covering the tribunal from Cochabamba to know the details of the cases to be studied by the Climate Justice Tribunal, which will be related with issues like the impacts of agrofuels, hydroelectric dams, carbon markets, and other false solutions that attempt against human rights.
You're listening to Real World News.